This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Now, this is something we don't do that often on this programme, but we've been specifically asked to do, and that is to disguise somebody's voice. We don't do it terribly often, but we do it from time to time. Fiona, you're on 98FM. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Adrian.
Fiona, you asked us to disguise your voice. For what reason?
My knees are shaking here. Because I'm listening to your show, and there's so many people getting it so wrong. The people who cheat. Sorry, you're just going to have to give me a minute. I'm very, very nervous. I've never been on the radio. There are a number of reasons that people cheat. And sometimes it's not always the person who's cheating. They're not always at fault. I've never said this to anyone. Nobody knows this. I've been sleeping with my partner's brother for 3 years.
Oh my God.
That's why.
Now I guess why you wanted your voice disguised. Yeah. You're sleeping with your partner's brother for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not proud of it. It's not. I don't love him. It's nothing like that. It's that I get something from him that I'm not getting from my partner.
When you say something, I assume you're talking about sex, physical stuff.
Yeah. It's not just that. It's Valentine's Day, birthdays, even down to going to bed at night. I'm getting into bed on my own. He's up, maybe he watches telly. He's on his laptop, talking to his friends, going out with his friends. Birthdays, I find myself, I have to remind him that it's my birthday. We've talked about it. He's always saying he's going to change. Now he's a great father. We've a kid. Can't fault him. And he's a great guy. He's loyal and he's honest and he's hardworking. But
you don't love him.
I do.
Sure, how could you love somebody who doesn't do anything for you by the sounds of it?
I love him more than anything. I die for him, but it's just...
But hang on. If you love him more than anything and you die for him, why would you rip his heart apart by being with his brother, of all people on the planet?
Because when you're in a relationship where you feel invisible, Adrian, it's...
Okay, but how can you love somebody to bits if you feel invisible in a relationship with that person?
He's a great guy, but it's...
I'm sure he is a great guy, but maybe you and him just aren't meant to be.
I don't want us to... We have a kid. I can't...
But from what I'm hearing, Fiona, and I know that isn't your name, from what I'm hearing from you, Fiona, you're not even married, are you?
No.
No. So why would you... You're engaged, fine, and you have a child together. But why would you possibly stay with somebody in a relationship...
Because I do love him.
You clearly don't love him, Fiona, if you're shagging his brother for the last 3 years.
It wasn't meant to happen.
And, okay, hang on. Wasn't meant
I'm
to happen...
I'm Adrian, honestly...
Wasn't meant to happen can apply to once... Wasn't meant to happen, but 3 years is a different story altogether.
But he's given me something that I'm not getting.
Yeah, so why don't you just... Hang on for 1 second. Why don't you just... I'm used to saying things like, do the manly thing, but I'm not... I don't mean it in this, but...
We've a kid.
Well, do the right thing and get up and leave.
We've a child together. He's a great guy. He works hard. He provides for us. He takes us on great holidays.
But oh, so you're with him for material things?
No. I love him. I want things to be better, but...
And do you love his brother?
No.
No? Oh, you're
I love what we do together. One time it happened when my husband, when my fiancé was upstairs asleep, my future husband. I'm not proud of it, which is why I've...
Okay, so if you're not proud of it, you know, you can't be stupid enough not to know the damage that will be caused if not only if he finds out, if the whole family finds out, you can imagine the damage that is going to be inflicted on the whole family.
Yeah, and I'm so scared. And there was once we nearly got caught. It was literally, he was pulling up his trousers and I was in the room, and I don't want it to be like this, but I have needs and I have wants, and people judge.
We all have needs and we all have wants, Fiona. But it sounds to me like your needs and your wants are being better catered for elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you say that you say that you're engaged to be married.
Yeah.
When are you meant to be getting married?
We haven't set a date.
Oh, you haven't set a date. Okay, but I was going to say
that. We're setting a date, and I'm putting it off.
Okay, well, that's not a bad thing. Now I have to say, I would encourage you not to set a date. In fact, there's a storyline in. Is it in Coronation Street at the moment where she's asking him to marry her and they're having a baby? And
you're making me out to be a monster.
No. I'm asking you to do, as somebody who's been through a marriage and tried to get out of a marriage, I'm just urging you not to go ahead and get married.
Okay, but like you're saying, you can't love someone. You can. I am that person. I love him so much. I love him more than anything. But I'm going to bed on my own. As I said, Valentine's Day, I went out and I got my lovely watch. It cost me like nearly 200 quid. He forgot. Not even a bunch of garage flowers. Christmas time, I'm lucky if I get something for a necklace. He's just not romantic, and he's not.
Okay, here's what I would say to you. I'm not urging you to be with his brother. What I would actually suggest to you is that you be with neither of them, because he's not doing it for you, and the brother you've already said you don't even love. So why not get away from both of them?
It's a physical thing.
If your partner finds out that you've been doing whatever you've been doing with his brother, that's the whole family destroyed.
Adrian, I'm with him a long, long time since we were teenagers. I think since I was turning 18. And it was great at the start. But you know yourself, it becomes stagnant. Things, routine.
That's life. That's life.
Nappies, crying child, a sick child, late night feeds. I mean, bills, the reality slowly seeps through. And before you know it, your relationship is stagnant and it's all about
I understand all of that. Excuse me. Having been through a marriage and being through a long-term relationship, I get all that. Most people... Hang on for one second.
I am a victim as well.
Hang on. You're saying you're the victim because you're being unloved or feel unloved, and that'd be fine only for the way that you're dealing with your victimhood, which is to... have a fling with your brother, your partner's brother. That's the bit that's wrecking my head here. And as a matter of interest, is he in a relationship?
Yeah.
The brother is?
Yeah.
Is he married?
No.
No, but he is in a relationship. No.
I had a pregnancy scare a while ago, and my main worry was, if I'm pregnant, I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's my partner's or his, but I can't stop. I've tried to stop, but I'm a victim here in my own relationship, and I don't want to leave because I love him to bits. And people don't understand. People think that it's always the person who's cheating's fault, but it's not. There can be more to the situation. I love him so much, I die for him, but it's just one little thing. If I could just get in and change it, everything would be perfect. I don't know what to do. I was listening to this. I have to pull my car over.
Okay, one thing you can do is stop seeing this brother. Stop it.
But then what? I go back.
And then try and go for relationship counselling or something. If you love this guy, if you love your fella as much as you say you do, go for relationship counselling.
So we've been there.
Well, then get rid of him. Finish the relationship. Because it's not doing you any good. It's not doing him any good. It's not doing the brother any good. It's not doing anybody any good.
Adrian, that is so easy for you to say. Have you ever been in a relationship that where you love someone but you feel like you're invisible?
I have.
Like, I mean, even sometimes when he comes down to bed, we lie other ways. We look opposite ways. His brother, physically, there's nothing emotional, but physically, it's just right. And I'm afraid people are going to find out, but I can't stop. It's like an addiction. It's like a drug, and I don't know what
Okay, let me read a message that's just come into me, and it says, why doesn't she leave the poor man? She's feeling sorry for herself there. She wants everything, but we can't have our cake and eat it. And that is a fact. You can't live life having your cake and eating it. And then another message says, I'm sorry how Fiona is feeling a victim. She's sleeping with the guy's brother. People don't realise marriage is hard work. I'm with my wife since we were 18. We're 36 now. And me and her haven't cheated. She doesn't love him. And that's a fact. You don't love your partner.
I wake up in the mornings and I feel sick. And I say, today is the day. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing this. But then he'd be up at the house doing whatever. Or I'd go over to the house for whatever. And it just happens. I can't stop. I've tried. I can't stop.
Let me read another couple of messages. I cheated on my wife. I just fell out of love with her. I was with a girl for 5 years. I lost my son over it, got a divorce from her. In other words, this is not going to end well.
I know.
Somebody finds out, you're going to be the worst in the world. Your family won't talk to you. His family won't talk to you. God knows your child mightn't even talk to you after all this.
And I'm terrified and I feel sick and I don't know what to do, but I can't stop. I have needs, that's like you needing food, Adrian. It's just that one thing, you know, and I'm invisible. And like, I mean, you might as well be my roommate. We're passing chips in the night. That's how it feels.
But then get out of the relationship,
Fiona.
But
I love him and you don't understand that.
But you can't love somebody whose brother you're shagging. Listen to that statement. Listen to that statement. If you had a one-off fling with somebody and it was a mistake and you said, I love him, I'd accept that. But when you're having a three-year affair with your partner's brother and then you say, I still love him, I don't think anybody will buy that. I don't think anybody will believe that. And if you were to do the decent thing, you would get out of that relationship. You would end the relationship before he finds out, before anybody finds out. Your brother-in-law's girlfriend, it's just a nightmare this is.
I know, but I've tried. And I texted him about a year ago and I said, look, this has to stop. And for, I think, 3 weeks. And then we were at a family party and the two of us went up to the bathroom and it all started again.
You see, at the start of this call, I was trying to be sympathetic with you, but I'm struggling because you just keep giving me answers. You just keep answering back as to why you shouldn't finish the relationship.
I need advice. I need someone to tell me. I know you're saying me.
Yeah, I've given you advice. End the relationship with the brother before somebody finds out. End it now. That's the advice I'm giving you.
It's been going on 3 years. Trust me, he doesn't want to get now as much as I.
Fiona, you rang the radio show for advice. That's the advice that has been given by everybody who's texting in. Another message says, Fiona is deluded. She may love her partner, but she's not in love with her partner. She may as well get out. You're just treating them as...
really bad one night.
I don't... Fiona, actually, to be honest with you, I don't need to hear any more details. Okay? You say you rang looking for... Hang on for 1 second. You say you rang looking for advice. The advice before you rip two or three families apart is to stop this relationship before anybody finds out about it. Or have the decency to tell your partner that you're leaving him. And then do what you like.
I don't know what to do. I mean, as I said, he's a really good guy. He'd be heartbroken if I leave him. He'd be really heartbroken.
Okay, let me read one more message. She is an absolute idiot, looking for pity. She needs to cop on, acting the victim. She's carrying on scandalously. She needs to leave the chap she is with, regardless of whether she finishes with his brother. Like, she is, you're extremely ignorant to everybody involved here. And like I said, Fiona, because I'm aware that that's not your real name, if you come on here looking for sympathy, you're not getting a lot of it, I have to be honest with you. And
because most people don't understand. People who are commenting don't understand because they've not been in the situation. Like, people are saying, oh, they can never understand why anybody cheats. Come and walk in my shoes. Come and live in my house. Come and be part of my relationship.
Okay, but somebody just sent in a message and you may be interested. I'll get Katie to get in contact with you. Adrian, please feel free to pass on my number to her. I was in this exact same situation before. So maybe that's somebody that might try and understand. understand why you're continuing to do.
Maybe just to have someone to talk
to. Fiona, I'm really out of time, but all I can say is I wish you well, and I hope that you can get out of this situation, because this is not going to end well. There is no good ending to this. If the guy you were having the fling with was some stranger from work, that you, the fact is that he's your fella's brother. That's the bit that really is never good. It's not going to end well. Fiona, I'm really sorry to have to cut across you, but I'm out of time. Thanks very much indeed for your call. I don't know what other advice to give her. I really don't. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98FM.